He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday. It is the midweek edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and a chartered financial analyst, Barry Kite. Well, we've got a downdraft to start the day. The day is long. We'll see where we end up. We have improved a little bit since the open, but we're still down. The Dow is down 141 points right now. I'm going to blame Target, probably, and some weak retail sales numbers. The Dow down 141. It's at 34,010. The NASDAQ was down more, and now it's down 108. It has improved a little bit, but still down 108. The NASDAQ is at 12,989. The Russell 2K small cap down 1.5%. Little risk off today. It's at 1989. That's about the last time we had inflation this hot, somewhere back in there. S&P is down 24 today. That's 0.5% at 4,280. Crude oil, there's something green. It's up 49 cents to 87.02. Gold is down $8, 17.82. Silver's down 40 cents. The bond market down a little bit here today, but you know what? There's a massive spread between the 2-year and the 10-year once again. It was 53 basis points this morning when I looked. The 10-year is at 2.88, and last I looked, the 2-year was at 3.33, so massive gap. And last but not least, Bitcoin is down 466 to 23,428. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management, a virtual nationwide firm, fee-based only money management firm, along with Barry Kite, chartered financial analyst here with us today. Well, you know, yesterday we had a really good day in retail, of all places. Walmart had a really good day. Walmart broke out. Lowe's broke out to the upside. And Home Depot broke out to the upside. Today we've got just the opposite of yesterday. And that section of the market is being led downwards by Target, which reported less than expected earnings. And I guess they've got some inventory problems. Some of those styles at Target just aren't selling. Target's improved quite a bit, though. It's only down 1.8%. I also noticed that TJ Maxx, it's actually positive now by 1%. Well, we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me to see the market go positive by the end of the day. But we shall see. We got a long day in front of us here. Okay, a lot happening. There's a lot of news. The news flow is crazy. The yield curve right now is 51 basis points this morning. And that's the biggest gap I've seen. That's about as big as it has been here recently, which continues to suggest, just a suggestion, we could be headed for a recession. Of course, we've already had two quarters of negative numbers on the GDP, but that is a big gap, okay? And yesterday we had really strong earnings from Walmart and Home Depot, which shows the resilience of the consumer. You know, in the face of inflation, in the face of different things, higher interest rates, obviously, they still continue to buy, And that was good yesterday for Walmart and Home Depot and Lowe's. And today, not so good for Target. Okay, now the other thing I noticed about yesterday, there's a little bit of speculation coming back into the market, Barry. The meme players are at it again.
It seems like they're at it more than ever. I think Bed Bath & Beyond, I think at some point this morning, was up 22%.
Yeah,
so.
And it's not just Bed Bath & right. Beyond. It's a lot of these. They've seemed to have ganged up on the shopping mall. Okay, they're raiding the shopping mall stocks, and they're buying them up and running them up. And more than likely, these are companies that have heavy short interest, and they're doing war. They're battling with the short sellers, the GameStops, and the list goes on and on of all these small retailers that were up big yesterday. We're talking 25% moves. Vinco Ventures was up 86% yesterday. BBIG. How is that meme? What's the symbol on that meme ETF? I'm just going to guess it's meme. It is. Yeah, it's gone from 6 to 8 recently. A 35% move over the last month. It's sagging today, but they're back.
Yeah, you see
in a big way.
It was created at the end of December, and it
hasn't done so well.
Well, it started out at around 16.4, and we're getting back to half of that now. At 18,
yeah, it's at
8.8. Yeah, 8.28 now.
The other thing that was the other one, I don't know who was teaming up in this sector, but the car auto dealer stocks. Like Lithia Motors, AutoNation, Sonic Automotive, Carvana, Asbury Automotive, Vroom. All of those stocks were up big yesterday. I mean, double digits. So, you know, I don't know who all of a sudden went in there with big buying, you know, with their wallet open buying all of those stocks. But it was just kind of weird to watch yesterday. The leadership in the market. I would say it wasn't real quality. Now today we're going to get the Fed minutes. That always creates some interest when those things are released. They'll come out at 2 p.m. Set your watch for that, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Fed minutes. And they'll search through them for clues on tightening, how fast. Are they going to back off a little bit? Will there be more 75 basis point hikes? What about the easing, the quantitative tightening and easing? How much will they back off of their buys? The bond market's been pretty soft here the last week or so. Okay, now the retail sales numbers. Now, this isn't any particular store. This is retail sales in general, you had flat. Okay, they came in flat. That does not include gasoline. It doesn't. Autos, I guess, were strong, but overall, retail sales come in flat, and I think that's having a little bit of impact.
Yeah, and the biggest was in fuel. So fuel costs went down. So you had so the zeros, the headline number, and so with fuel costs going down, it kind of hurt the retail sales number, and so it came in flat. And I think if you strip some of that stuff out, you know, some of the other areas were still silver lining, right? With some of the other areas were still strong. It was primarily. I think they had some, without motor vehicles, it was actually up 0.4%, but not a very strong number. I mean, your real retail sales, which also strips out some inflation, was only up, 0.1%. So
the other big drop here was, you know, for a long time. I mean, we haven't said for a long time as we announced the median home price across America. It's been going up for I don't know how long. Well, we had a drop in January, and then it started going up again. But all of a sudden, we had a pretty good drop in the medium home sales. That's the first time since January. The median sales price of $415,000 fell 2.9% in June, and I want to say the price dropped 16% year over year. Is that? Oh no, 16% drop in home sales. Okay, home sales are really dropping.
Which makes sense. I mean, that's the one where, you know, that's the one that, you know, we've been able to control better through interest rates versus we'll get into it in later on in the show. But that's one of them for the UK that really hurt them in terms of their double-digit inflation number.
Yeah, so the housing market, which, you know what, I mean, that's what rising interest rates are designed to do. They're the biggest casualty. And really, we had runaway home prices, just runaway, like 21% year over year. The long-term average has been about 5 or 6. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second quarter of today's Best Stocks Now show. Well, the market has gone south a little bit. The Dow's now down 188. The NASDAQ down 165. Okay, the Eurozone. Let's talk about them for a little bit here because they're basically suffering through the same things we are. Their Q2 GDP comes in. At least it was positive, but it was 0.6 is all, 0.6. And their natural gas, U.S. natural gas, shoots to a 14-year high as Europe prices near records, okay? That's a big problem. There's not really a solution to that yet. And natural gas continues to be a big factor in Europe. And how about the inflation numbers in the UK? Double digit. Their consumer price index, CPI, came in at 10.1%. What was the biggest contributor? Rising food prices. That was the largest upward contribution to the change in the CPI annual inflation rates over the last month. And if you look at a chart, there's a chart in Seeking Alpha today. Man, it just shot up over the last 12 months. It started taking off about midway through last year. And wow, just, I mean, from zero inflation practically, or 2.5%, 2%, to over 10%, just like that. That is a really terrible inflation rate. Now, here comes Target. Target EPS of 39 cents misses by 33 cents. So that's a really big miss there for Target.
And that was after warning, you know, twice, by the way.
They warned
towards, I think, the end of May, and then they warned another time in between. Between then and now when they announced earnings, and they were still and it was still a big miss.
Yeah, and their sales were up 3% year over year, really, really flat. Their earnings were down 89% year over year. Now the stock has made quite a comeback here, though.
Yeah, they were pretty constructive going forward. Of course it means they've got to you know, hit that, but yeah, their forward guidance was much more than their was more constructive than their recent guidance that they, you know, they were trying to guide lower, and apparently they didn't guide low enough, at least for this quarter.
Yeah, and Walmart, I guess, guided lower than then they came in and did better than the guidance.
Yeah, Walmart the under-promise, over-perform worked out better in that situation.
And so I think you're going to see some big sales at Target. They've got inventory woes, meaning they'll be cleaning out a lot of inventory, so you might want to be hitting the Target sales here. Now, here's another issue I see with the market right now. We've had a pretty good run, okay? If you look at the S&P 500, it bumped its head yesterday. Ouch. Right on the 200-day moving average. Okay, so it's been trading below its 200-day moving average. It's been trading above its 50-day moving average. So, and you've had one heck of a run. The S&P's gone from 36.36 to 42.77, so that's 640 points in the S&P 500 since mid-June. And I think we were pretty close, within a week probably, of calling the bottom there and saying time to get back in. Now it's hitting its 200-day moving average. That's significant resistance, okay? That's significant resistance. And we'll see, you know, what happens from here. Obviously, the valuation has gone up. You don't have the real cheap valuations that you had down at 3,600 when the forward P.E. ratio was like around 15.5, somewhere in there. Now we're back at 18, so we're going to have to watch. May get a little cooling off in the market, just like the weather starting to cool off. I notice a fall. Fall is in the air. Water temperature starting to drop. Nighttime temperature starting to drop, at least in our neck of the woods. U.S. government stopped buying COVID-19 vaccine therapies. Well, that's another thing that's cooled off considerably. COVID-19, I mean, it's still going around. Now you've got the first lady's had it, the CEO of Pfizer, which isn't very good advertising, right, for the vaccine when the CEO, Albert Bourla, comes down with COVID. But it seems to be a very mild case, nothing like, you know, what we had back in early 2020. Okay, the EV boat maker had a huge day yesterday. It must be us talking about it, Barry. It was up 56% yesterday. Today it's down 10%.
Yeah, we had a client send in. He saw something in the I don't know if it was in the offering or in the prospectus that, you know, potentially the boat around 150K. So we'll see where that where that ends.
Okay,
up.
Well, yeah. You know, that's about three times what a gasoline engine center console that size would cost, at least double, you know, but more like three times, really, yeah. Two and a half times.
I mean, so it's a 24-foot boat. So
that would buy a lot of gasoline. That extra $100,000 for the boat. And you know what? The other thing is, I mean, this boat is just in really the they're developing it.
Well, in the factory's in development. I was watching a video for it, and you know, you can see that the factory, you know, at least from the, you know, the pictures. Who knows where they are now? But it's in Pierce, Florida. But they're, you know, it looks you know, in Fort Pierce. But it looks like, you know, it's maybe, you know, halfway built, right? You know, the actual factory that they're going to use to crank these things off the line.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're kind of seeing how many orders they get. They need that money from the orders, probably. Well, they did a
offering, so that should be, you know, that'll help. It's nice to have those orders, at least to say, hey, you know, we've got this many bookings, so we need to go ahead and get this thing built.
It's kind of hard to order something that, well, $100 is all you're risking,
right?
How long do you got to wait, you know, for it to roll off the lineup?
That's the question.
Okay, Bed Bath & Beyond right now is up 23%. Go ahead, play it. I don't care. See if I care. I mean, this thing is worth about $3, $2 a share. They lost they're going to lose $1 per share this year. They're going to lose $6 per share next year. And the year after that, the analysts have them losing $3.55 per share. their sales are dropping like a rock, down 26%, down 28%, down 22%, down 25%, and the stock's up 23% today. Well, that's the one they've picked up on. That's the new GameStop. It's hitting $25 per share today. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. The improvement that I see in the market is not really, not intact, that's for sure, but I have seen an improvement here. The oil stocks are having a good day here today with natural gas prices continuing to soar. Okay. Now, let's see, electric vehicle news. Canoe, the CEO, increases his stake in GoEV. Is that it, Canoe? Yeah, you know, that's a $1.1 billion company. It's a player. It's a wannabe as Tesla continues to dominate. You know, I was just looking, my wife was just looking in to a Tesla. It's about time her lease is up on her car. You order a Tesla now, you're looking at January to April.
Very on delivery date? Wow.
Yeah. So that electric boat, you're probably looking at, you know, well, 2032 or something that for delivery.
For fun, it seems like years ago now, I put $100 on the Tesla Cybertruck, right?
Still sitting there.
Still haven't got an email. I actually checked yesterday because I was about to do the, I actually did the $100 reserve on the electric boat just to see if we could get a price range, right?
Yeah.
And it's refundable, but you know, who knows? Maybe if there's so many people that want a space, who knows? Maybe the reservation will be worth money to me at some point. I won't even have to buy the boat. I'll just sell the reservation. But I haven't heard from Tesla in regards to that Cybertruck. It's
even
probably
responded.
Been 3 years. I know there's been a pandemic in between there, but I still haven't heard anything.
Well, you gotta wonder about Rivian and Lucid, and you know, and I see a lot of these hedge fund guys are really packing away the Rivian stock. But you know, I mean, I'm still waiting for to see a Tesla Cybertruck. I don't think.
Yeah, I haven't seen it since you haven't seen one since they unveiled it, right?
Yeah, when he hit the window with the sledgehammer and it broke.
Which is pre-pandemic, by the way. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Okay, Lowe's reports today. You know what? That's a good report there out of Lowe's. Lowe's is up 1.6% today. They beat. Okay, they had a much better report than Target. Lowe's beat by 7 cents, and they pretty much, you know, held their guidance going forward. You know, those stocks had a really good day yesterday. They're pretty resilient. And Home Depot had a big spike. Home Depot's down just a little bit here today. Let's see how Walmart's doing on day two. Walmart is breaking out right now. But it's a single-digit grower. I mean, it's like a 3% grower, which doesn't really fit my investing style. Okay, TJ Maxx, let's just check in on those guys. One of the survivors, they're up 10 cents. So these Krispy Kreme, how about Krispy Kreme? We have one here in Charleston, in down 14%. I remember when that was a hot stock, and then, you know, we started going towards granola and yogurt and, you know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, when they first went public, that thing was going through the roof.
Yeah, not anymore. We used to sit and watch those you know, glazed donuts come off the line, just full of grease, you know. But they look good and pretty. Now, let's see, what else? Agilent, okay. Agilent, you know, Agilent has been on my radar. I had a friend that worked for Agilent in San Diego and for the medical part of it, life sciences. He used to keep me posted on what was going on at Agilent, which I think was spun off from Hewlett Packard many years ago. Agilent had an excellent report. They're up 6.2% today on five times normal volume, And then one of our stocks, there's been a little weakness in the semiconductors here this week. Nothing really serious. Ouch, Agilent's or Analog Devices is getting hit today for 6%. They had a good report, though. I mean, their let's see, their earnings beat by 9 cents, their revenue beat, but you're just seeing a sell-off in the tech stocks. Now, here's the kind of growth I like. Analog Devices had sales growth of 77% year over year. I guess that wasn't good enough. 77% year over year. You know, when the Walmarts and the Targets of the world are 2 or 3%. And their earnings were up 47% year over year. So I guess I would be a buyer on this pullback today in Analog Devices, ADI, which is down 5.9%, despite just a blowout, I mean, quarter. But, you know, they're up against the expectations. What were the expectations? And even though they have this almost triple-digit growth, the stock is selling off a little bit here today. Okay, well, let's just take a look at, I want to take a look at the Dow here, and the I want to look at the NASDAQ's technical pattern real quickly. The NASDAQ still has upside, just from a technical point of view. It has not hit its 200-day moving average yet, whereas the S&P 500 has. And as you know, I look at growth. Okay, which we just compared Analog Devices growth of 77% versus a lot of these big box retailers, which are 2 or 3%. I like growth because all things being equal, it's that rising, those rising earnings that allow a stock to go higher. When earnings go higher, whether it's an index or whether it's a stock, you have a better chance of the stock price or the index price going higher because it follows earnings. Now, the NASDAQ, and then, of course, technical analysis comes into play. I looked at a lot of charts yesterday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday are my big days at looking at charts. And you know, there's a lot. There's like 800 or 900 B-plus or better ranked stocks right now, which means the market may be a little bit overheated here in the short term. That's much higher than normal. We were down to like 100, okay? When the NASDAQ went down 34%, there was like 100 stocks to look at a day. And now there's about 800 B-plus ranked stocks or better. And that's kind of the sentiment of the market. And we were talking yesterday about how the sentiment is no longer apocalyptic. Okay, it's a little more optimistic, somewhere above apocalyptic and irrational exuberance. It's somewhere in the middle right there. But the NASDAQ has gone from 10,565. It hit 13,000 yesterday. So you've had about a 20% move in the NASDAQ. It's still 3,000 points below its all-time high. That shows you how far ahead of the curve the NASDAQ was late fall, late last year, November, when it got clear up to 16,212. And, you know, 6 months later, it was at 10,565. It lost 5,500 points along the way for a 34% drop. Then it started going sideways in mid-May. And at that sideways trend, which is a bottoming trend, lasted for about 7 or 8 weeks. And then what I look for is for when it starts to turn up. I don't care if it's an index. I don't care if it's a stock. I don't care if it's an ETF. I don't care if it's a mutual fund. You watch for it to go from that number one sideways trend after a number four downtrend and then start to turn up. And that, you know, there's no guarantees, Barry, but your probabilities, okay? It's all about probabilities and trying to buy at high probability times. And so far that has worked out pretty good. Now your probabilities have gone down. You've had a pretty good run in the markets for about a 20% run off of the lows, and now you got to be a little bit more careful. And you got to be looking maybe to take a few profits here and there, and that's kind of where the market is right now. So I think I'll be looking probably at about 1,000 different charts today. You know, I'm in I'm on Twitter on StockTwits.com and on Twitter I'm at Bill Gunderson. Anything that really popping, I like to send out a tweet or send a message to my subscribers, where I have a lot of subscribers too that watch me during the day. Okay, we'll be back with what's popping here today. I've got about four or five written down. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back.
You gotta go where you wanna go, do what you wanna go,
back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. NASDAQ down 189. Weakness in the semiconductors. Weakness in the software. The 10-year yield is up 7 basis points. Bitcoin down $485 right now. And the Dow down about 200 right now. Giving back pretty much what it gained yesterday. Now, the leadership in the market today is coming in the oil and gas sector as Europe continues to scramble. I mean scramble, trying to get enough fuel before winter sets in. And I'm seeing some really good action here in the shipping, especially the shipping stock, the companies that ship crude oil, okay? The chart of the day for me so far is Euronav, which is out of Belgium, EURN. This is one of the hottest stocks in the market in 2022. They're a provider of maritime shipping and offshore services, mainly in the transportation and the storage of crude oil, okay? They are breaking out to new highs today, EURN, on 2x normal volume. The relative strength on a scale of 1 to 99 is 98. So, you would just say that this is the right place at the right time with all of the war on the pipelines, I guess it's safer to ship it through railroad or by ocean. And Euronav is really flying today. It's up 5.6%. Then there's another one in that same industry that I followed for a long time. I personally own a few shares. Just like you got $100 on a Tesla
reservation
truck.
reservation.
You can put a photo on your desk, or something, and maybe you can trade the reservations. Do they have a market?
It's like a place in line. I mean, the funny thing is when they send you those emails, right? I mean, when you do the registration, it's pretty vanilla, right? There's not a lot of lot of wording, So in other words, right, I mean, is it transferable, right, in terms of is there a market to sell it? I didn't see anything that says there's not.
You'd have to put it on eBay. Who knows?
We'll see what happens down the road when I get that first email. Somebody might want to trade places with me in line, right?
I'll give you one share of Frontline for it. It's $12 a share. It's rocking and rolling today. F-R-O. provides tanker, notice any theme here, provides tanker transportation services of oil and gas products through a fleet of 70 vessels, and I'll bet they're busy.
Well, and that's going through the roof today because I saw a report out of Germany that essentially, if they don't get any more gas, right, they'll have a buildup of 3 months of gas, you know, for the winter. So they're certainly panicking and trying to secure more deliveries. So that's where you're seeing that pop in natural gas. You're seeing a pop in those shippers in terms of getting that gas to mainland Europe.
Yeah, I think Germany's probably in the worst shape of all of the countries over there right now because they made that deal with Putin and his pipeline, which they probably wished, you know, he'd stick it up his pipeline and smoke it now. But anyways, frontline rocking and rolling today. California's out of water, right? Arizona's out of water. They're going to have extreme cutbacks, and Germany needs natural gas and needs oil. And Frontline, I guess, and Euronav to the rescue, trying to get it to them to build their stockpiles. And let's not forget, we continue to sell 1 million barrels a day out of our strategic reserves, which makes me a little nervous. Okay, now the third one that I have, I guess I have time for one more, is actually one of the companies that gets oil out of the ground to put into the ships to ship. And, you know, the Canadian oil stocks, it's surprising that Trudeau hasn't really clamped down that much. Maybe he has. But, you know, oil contributes a lot. Isn't that funny? They got a picture of Trump or Musk standing in front of one of your trucks here on one of the financial channels, on the Fox Business channel. There's your truck. I'll take a picture and send it to you.
All right.
ERF.
Check my junk mail, I think, maybe.
Yeah. Enerplus Corporation. This thing's got to be out of Calgary. Let's see where it's headquartered. It is headquartered in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Enerplus, which is ERF. This is a small cap, 3.5 billion in market cap. Listen to their numbers are just through the roof. Their latest quarter, their earnings were up 233%. Their sales were up 238%. Put that in your pipe, Target and Walmart, and smoke it. I mean, you guys have low single digit. Boring. Nah, that's not for me. Look at this kind of stuff. Enerplus up to, where is Enerplus ranked in the app? Enerplus is currently ranked at ERF. I mean, it's ranked at number 281. 281 out of like 6,100. So everything today, energy's going one way, tech is going the other way today. I still believe in a balanced approach. I don't own all tech. I don't own all oil and energy gas stocks. I don't own all EV and renewable stuff. Those are three good areas to be invested in right now, but I think a balanced approach. And on the days when the NASDAQ's flying, you're going to underperform a little bit. On the days when oil's flying, but overall, I think it's a nice mix and a nice balance right now. And I do not have any inverse funds. I got rid of them several weeks ago. And, not really looking at any. If anything, I mean, real estate probably remains the weakest part of the market. All right, if you'd like to get the newsletter, you can go to GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. If you'd like to set up an appointment with us, we've been busy lately. We're always busy talking to folks. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.